Feingold's comments came a day after U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan of Janesville said he was not ready to endorse Donald Trump. Speaking to reporters in Madison, Feingold called Ryan's stance common sense and said Johnson's support of Trump was desperate.
Look, I think that he should do what he thinks is right, and I believe the only thing right to do here is to not support him. There are many Republicans who are saying they won't support Donald Trump.
Johnson told reporters in Milwaukee that he wanted to give Trump time to get up to speed on the major issues. He spoke highly of Trump's private sector background.
I think it's really quite good that people from a different perspective, from the business sector, the private sector, we know how to solve problems.
Johnson said he didn't see eye to eye with Trump on everything, but that he was trying hard to find areas of agreement. Democrats started hammering Johnson to confirm Judge Merrick Garland to the court shortly after he was nominated. Johnson said the Senate should wait after the election so the next president can make the pick. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says that means Johnson is more comfortable with Trump picking the next justice.
For Senate Republicans to trust Donald Trump with a nomination to America's highest court is dangerous.
Johnson told reporters he was doing his job by blocking Garland.
We know what his background is. He would obviously flip the court.
Earlier this week, a widely circulated column on the conservative website Red State urged Republicans to accept Garland's nomination, saying Trump was bound to lose in November and Hillary Clinton would nominate someone younger and more liberal than Garland. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.